This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
My dear Caro, Tom, Zoe, Sasha, Dotty, the dog, and Fluffy, the hamster. Well, what a year you've had. Every year seems to be an improvement on the last in your household, if your four-page Wilson's Christmas Gazette is anything to go by. Zoe's exams, Sasha's success in that inter-school speed texting competition, Tom becoming general manager, Eastern Region, Dotty's attainment of a pet passport, Fluffy's worrying disappearance under the floorboards. My dears, I was quite exhausted just reading it. I was especially fascinated by the whole page and a half on how you dithered for 6 months about which sort of kitchen to get, and then decided not to get one after all. Do you know, yours was the fourth Christmas newsletter I received this year on the same day, and I hope you don't mind. I felt compelled. Well, I know it's unconventional these days, but I just felt compelled to send you a personal reply. Somehow, I don't get round to writing and printing my own Christmas newsletters. For one thing, I'm sure I could never master that wonderful breathless reporting style, or indeed imitate your enviable devil-may-care attitude to written English. Anyway, here are a few thoughts on the latest newsletter. 1. There should be an apostrophe after Wilson's on the masthead. A small thing, the plural possessive apostrophe, but I'm surprised the new passion for grammatical correctness has passed you by. 2. Paragraph 2. You say Zoe came virtually top in her year for French history and English. Now, this is odd, because when I checked with the school, they said Zoe was actually a middling student who might not get any qualifications at all if she didn't stop hanging round the Arndale all day with a boy called Wayne. 3. Paragraph 6. Tom's new job is in fact a demotion, isn't it? Rather unwise to attempt sleight of hand here. 4. The school sports picture. You have bungled the photoshopping of the large tattoo still clearly circling Sasha's upper arm. 5. Concerning the holiday in Antigua, you see the person at the back of the group photo in a big hat. You probably thought she was an innocent passerby. Well, look closely. It's me. Yes, I followed you to Antigua, as I have followed you and your family everywhere for the past 5 years, as it happens, because I hate you, Caro Wilson, you smug cow. I hate you, and I hate in particular the way you send these four-page, full-colour Christmas newsletters to everybody, as if you were the Queen. I enclose some book tokens for the girls, but only for satirical reasons, and an amusing volume called Adultery for Dummies for Tom, because I fear he hasn't read it. Now, if you're wondering what's been happening to me all these years, it's not an uninteresting story. In the autumn of 2006, I met a handsome and ambitious young man called Jason at Holistic Pilates and gave him a lift home. We became lovers instantly. After a six-month visit to Australia, we set up a surveillance business, which has been incredibly successful, with an office in Mayfair. We have 25 operatives and have been retained by several Gulf states. But the best thing is, I've had your entire family under 24-hour intensive surveillance from the very start, just for the pleasure of establishing that your Christmas newsletters are full of complete and utter rubbish. Don't bother trying to find the cameras and microphones. If Mossad can't do it, I don't suppose you can. Above all, happy Christmas. Lynn. P.S. Don't be too hard on Tom when you do eventually find out. Men are such weaklings where attractive younger women are concerned.